Tucked into a narrow Sansom Street block, Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse Square appears similar to any other sports bar in town. But look closely at the tavern's front window, and you'll see a small sign reading, "Bitcoin accepted here." It was co-owner Kent Hutchings' idea.
I've been into technical and computers for a while, and it was always there, and of course, kicking myself that I didn't pick up 20 bitcoins when they were worth a dollar.
You may have heard of the online currency's meteoric rise over the past year. Bitcoin started 2013 trading for $13. At their height in December, they were worth $1,200. Now, more and more Philadelphia retailers, like Kavanaugh's, are accepting bitcoins, about two dozen so far, according to the online Bitcoin retail locator CoinMap. That makes Philadelphia one of the top 10 cities in the world for Bitcoin users for its population. And while just three customers had paid using Bitcoin when I talked to Hutchings, he's betting social media will fuel its popularity.
One was very proud. He was the first one to buy the beer in Philly with the Bitcoin. So, and then we saw him on the Bitcoin Philadelphia Facebook page talking about it, which I believe that's where other people are starting to find out that we are accepting.
Those customers may well have been members of the new meetup group Bitcoin Philadelphia. Jason DeLuzio is a member.
We gather at 30th Street Station Wednesdays at 6:30, or that's at the Pizza Hut. You can generally see there's generally people wearing Bitcoin shirts or swag or whatever.
A fast-talking Bitcoin enthusiast, DeLuzio has been trying to get more brick-and-mortar retailers to take Bitcoins using his smooth sales pitch.
It's not a question of why would I accept Bitcoin. It's a question of why wouldn't I accept Bitcoin.
That's how DeLuzio enticed what's believed to be the first storefront in the city to start accepting Bitcoin, Street Glitter Gallery in Fishtown. Casey Lynch is co-owner of the gallery.
Jay came to us and proposed Bitcoin as another form of payment in the gallery, and it was really important for us to get the Street Glitter name out there. So for us, it was the idea of being the first brick and mortar in Philadelphia to accept Bitcoin was huge for us because it was just extra advertising, free advertising.
Still, the volatility of the currency concerns her. It's also a concern for Mark Williams. He's a banking specialist and risk management expert from Boston University's finance department.
Let me just compare what U.S. currency does. Its volatility is around 10 to 12% on an annualized basis. So you can expect that the dollar relative to other hard currencies will move at most by 10 or 12. But when you look at Bitcoin, you can't guarantee that Bitcoin itself is going to keep that stability. Last year, for example, it started at 13. It ended in December at 1,200, and then it dropped back down. Right now, as we speak, it's around 790. So it's extremely volatile, and I think that's really the Achilles heel, which is stopping it from being adopted or even looked at truly as a currency.
Williams has taken what some in the Bitcoin community consider a radical view, that the value of the Bitcoin will continue to fall, losing 99% of its value by June. He sees last year's high as a bubble that's already started to burst. But Jason DeLuzio remains optimistic.
We're all betting on it's going to take off, that there's this going to be this snowball effect where, you know, as it just keeps rolling, people are just going to start sticking onto it and clinging and starting to accept it.
DeLuzio is so eager to spread the gospel of Bitcoin, he agreed to sell me some.
Okay, so here I am. I'm about to buy a Bitcoin. How do I do that?
All right, well, you're going to go to blockchain.info.
Buying Bitcoin does require one thing paper cash doesn't, a decent internet connection, and a keyboard that works.
Okay, I got a 4 button stuck. Oh, it's unstuck.
After about 3 minutes...
Transaction submitted, and you're...
And there it is.
I succeed in buying a dollar's worth of Bitcoin.
I have 0.00124131 Bitcoins.
And as little time as it took...
Unfortunately, I have to be a little low-tech and give you a dollar out of my actual physical wallet.
I won't spend it all in one place.
Giving him a buck in return was easier. I'm Shai Benyakov, WHYY News. And I'm a Bitcoin staring, I'm staring the status quo. That crypto.